Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the April 12th Sunday Mass's first reading. It's the second Sunday of Easter, Year A. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. They devoted themselves to the teaching of the apostles, and to the communal life, to the breaking of bread, and to the prayers. Awe came upon everyone, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their property and possessions and divide them among all, according to each one's need. Every day, they devoted themselves to meeting together in the temple area and to breaking bread in their homes. They ate their meals with exultation and sincerity of heart, praising God and enjoying favor with all the people. And every day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The Word of the Lord. Welcome to the Sunday of Divine Mercy, also known as the second Sunday of Easter. This reading tells about the idyllic days of the early church. So let's get to it, shall we? I always start my own lector practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying to us? What is His purpose? What is the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? I prefer readings that aim for the heart, because that's where an emotional connection will be made with the people in the pews. This one has some of that, but it's really more of a historic storytelling of life in the early church. It's important to look at the context of this walk down memory lane. Just before this text, in this same chapter, is Pentecost, immediately followed by Peter's speech to the Jews visiting Jerusalem from all over the known world, which led to the baptism of 3,000 people. Remember, Pentecost is the church's birthday. In this reading, Luke documents life in the Christian church beginning with its first year of existence. Think of it as the church's baby book. What do you learn from this reading? It begins, "They devoted themselves to the teaching of the apostles and to the communal life, to the breaking of bread, and to the prayers." There are two ways to do this opening sentence. What you just heard emphasizes the four different aspects of the early life of the church by placing small pauses between each. 1. The teaching of the apostles. 2. The communal life. 3. The breaking of bread. 4. The prayers. Pauses between these four highlight the distinct attributes of Luke's view of the early church. If you opt for this approach, insert small pauses after apostles, life, and bread. Conversely, you could present it without the first and third pauses, reading, "To the teaching of the apostles and to the communal life," straight through, followed by a pause, then, "To the breaking of bread and to the prayers," also straight through. In either case, emphasize teaching, communal life, breaking, and prayers. Note, prayers refers to communal prayers in the temple, because at this time the early Christian church saw themselves inseparable from their Jewish faith and continued praying in the temple. The next sentence, "Awe came upon everyone, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles." Smile when you say this sentence, and wear an expression of joy and wonder. If you can do so authentically, put a voice tremble in the back of your throat when you say "everyone" for added emotion. Highlight awe, everyone, wonders, plus signs. The next sentence is, "All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their property and possessions and divide them among all according to each one's need." This sounds wild in our country and in today's day and age. This practice continues in religious communities, but certainly not at the parish level. This lifestyle is also described in Acts 4:32-37. emphasize the first all, together, the second all, the third all, and need. Insert small pauses after together, possessions, and the third all. The fourth sentence reads, every day they devoted themselves to meeting together in the temple area and to breaking bread in their homes. Like the first sentence, there are two ways to present this. The approach you just heard uses small pauses after day, themselves, and area to draw attention to these two aspects of Christian life. One, to meeting together in the temple area. Two, to breaking bread in their homes. Conversely, you could read, they devoted themselves to meeting together in the temple area, straight through, skipping the pause after themselves. Emphasize every day, meeting, and breaking. Observe that every day is used again in the last sentence, so use an inflection and tone that matches its use later to draw attention to that recurrence. Consider a tenor of how you would speak every day in modern conversation when you want to make a strong point. I could eat Reese's peanut butter cup ice cream every day. Note the meeting together in the temple area is a repetition of the prayers from the first sentence. This emphasizes the focus on communal prayer rather than individual prayer. Also, the Eucharist was celebrated in homes because parishes weren't a thing yet, very different from today where home masses are rare. The next sentence, they ate their meals with exultation and sincerity of heart, praising God and enjoying favor with all the people. Use an expression of joy and wonder when you read this sentence. Emphasize exaltation, sincerity, praising God, favor, and all. If you can do so authentically, include a tremble in the back of your throat when you say exaltation for added joy. Insert small pauses after exaltation and God. Now the last sentence. And every day, the Lord added to their number those who are being saved. Smile and use eye contact as you read this sentence. Emphasize every day, mirroring your tenor in the third sentence. Also, added and those. Insert small pauses after day and number. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions, because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you at the AMBO. By the way, if you like what you hear and are so inclined, please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much.